Hey Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. With us now on our First Advantage Hotline is Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. And Zach, for the number one thing here is, how's Russ's golf game? How's his golf cart driving ability? All that. Those are the important questions that we need to get to.
Yeah, those are. And Brady, we kind of got a wrap on Bunkergate this morning with Russ kind of having fun with it. And
yeah.
You know what? I'm happy that Russ tweeted about it.
Me
because,
too.
You know, this could have been, this was trying to be blown up by some people. And this was just, you know, an honest, simple mistake. A lot of people, you know, can make some mistakes on the golf course. But when you're Russell Wilson, these are big ones. And so I'm happy that he was able to have some fun with it. He actually wasn't even the one driving, from my understanding.
No, again, I was thinking about this. I was like, this would totally be something that would happen to me. I could easily see myself doing this. But you're right. He tweeted this out a few hours ago. I'm glad he's having fun with it. You said it. He's kind of joking about it. That's the way to do it, man. I mean, yeah, something like this happens, and if you can get out in front of it and kind of make fun of yourself, it makes it 10 times easier. So good on Russ.
Yeah, exactly. Good on Russ. And Russ has had to do this a couple of times in the past year. Of course, Let's Ride, he started it as a very serious thing, kind of a hype to get Broncos fans going. And then the video leaked of him doing it three times in a row, and then everyone started making fun of him for it. And then he actually had some fun with it. So he knows that how to handle these situations. But honestly, Brady, I'm just happy that Russ is staying out of the limelight by his choice. Obviously, this one wasn't his choice, but instead of going on social media all off season, posting where he's traveling all the time, showing that he's working hard, he's really changed his tune this off season, and that's what Broncos country needed. That's what the NFL needed. That's what Russell Wilson needed to do, was just take a step back.
Do you think that Russ has truly kind of been humbled, that he can take last season and really, he clearly works hard. I mean, I don't think anybody's doubting that, certainly after hearing him and everything. But do you think that he's been truly humbled, where he can direct his focus in the areas that really need his focus the most?
Yeah, I really do think so, and I think we're going to see that this season. Instead of Russ dictating how things are going inside the building with football, without football, just everything around the Denver Broncos, I really do think he is going to take a backseat to Sean Payton. And let's make no mistake about it, Sean Payton's making it very clear that Russ is going to have to do that. Last year, it was pretty clear, pretty much right away, even with Nathaniel Hackett's words, that Russell Wilson was in charge. Now, that's not the craziest thing if you have a quarterback that comes out and plays like that. You know, Peyton Manning was in charge of the teams he played for. Tom Brady was in charge, especially at the end of his career when he left Bill Belichick. But when you're a quarterback and you don't play well, then you can't be in charge. The head coach has to be in charge. And Sean Payton has made it very clear that the Broncos are going to do things Sean Payton's way on the football field, off the football field. And Russell Wilson is going to be the quarterback of the Broncos and nothing more.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. We've got NFL draft. It's sneaking up on us, Zach. Again, it's maybe not as attractive for us, for Broncos fans, because, well, the Broncos don't have, at least right now, a first-round or a second-round pick. But there still might be some moves here before the draft. You shared this, or you tweeted this out yesterday, I believe, about Buda Baker wanting to get out of Arizona. Well, obviously stud safety there, obviously connected with Vance Joseph. Do you see potential there? I mean, can the Broncos afford any kind of big move outside of trading guys like Jerry Jeudy or things like that? Do you see them still getting active and trying to get a stud like Buda Baker?
Yeah, it's all going to come down to price with Buda Baker, and I'm not talking contract. Buda Baker is going to be very expensive. He wants a new deal, so you're probably going to have to pay him a lot of money. So when I talk about price, I'm talking about what are you going to have to give up to get him. And I think it's going to be a more reasonable trade than people expect if the Cardinals are willing to trade him. I wouldn't be surprised if the Cardinals try to hang on for dear life. I mean, the Cardinals have lost everything this year within the past year. They're going to lose DeAndre Hopkins as well. Buda Baker is the heart and soul of not just the team, but the organization, the fan base. So I wouldn't be surprised if Buda sticks around on Arizona throughout the draft, even though he wants to be out. I just think the Cardinals are really going to hold on to him. But if he is available, Brady, it's a match made in heaven. And the reason is Buda Baker is a heck of a football player, but he also complements Justin Simmons so well. Buda Baker is strong safety. He can play at the line of scrimmage. He's dominant in the run game. He can play linebacker. He can also play safety. Justin Simmons, where he's best, is just being a free safety, kind of floating back, just trying to track down balls, lead the league in interceptions, as he's done a couple of times in his career. Those two would complement each other so well. Buda Baker is a four consecutive Pro Bowler. He's been an All-Pro three times. On top of that, so you would instantly have the best secondary in the NFL, and you would have three All-Pros out of four starters in your secondary with Pat Surtain, Justin Simmons, Buda Baker. And on top of that, Buda Baker has played his best under Vance Joseph. The past 4 years with Vance Joseph, he's been a Pro Bowler every single year. So it would make just so much sense from so many different areas. And you know what? The cost in terms of paying him $20 million a year, $17 million a year, when you have Sean Payton, he has proven that he doesn't care how much someone's going to cost. He's going to manipulate the salary cap. It might hurt the team in the long run, but for the short term, when Sean Payton's here, he's going to make those things work. And so, yeah, the Broncos could make something work with Buda in terms of price. It's just going to be worth it's just going to be how much is it going to cost, and will the Cardinals move on from him?
Well, and it's interesting if the Cardinals would actually move on from him, if you're trying to rebuild, you're probably looking at younger guys and everything. Well, obviously Jerry Jeudy's name continues to come up. That's really the name, isn't it, Zach? The one we talk about that has the real value, but also maybe a guy that you're not necessarily married to, you know, amongst the fan base and everything. You know the talent he could possess, but still young and there's still value. So obviously, if the Cardinals were really willing to move on, wouldn't it take a Jerry Jeudy and maybe another player or a late pick or something?
Potentially. And, you know, Jerry Jeudy, crazy enough, despite not having any Pro Bowls or any 1,000-yard seasons compared to Buda Baker being a three-time All-Pro and five-time Pro Bowler, Jerry Jeudy might actually have more value on the trade market because he's still on a reasonable contract, a rookie contract, doesn't have to get paid a big contract for a couple of years, and hasn't demanded a trade. Buda Baker, on the other hand, has hurt his trade value in terms of the Cardinals' eyes by demanding a trade, by making it public, and he also has made it clear that he wants to be the highest paid safety in the NFL. So typically when those two things happen, when a player wants a new contract and they've made it public that they want to be traded, that hurts their trade value a lot. So the Broncos actually could probably get Buda maybe for a third round pick this year, maybe a third round pick and a player that's not as valuable as Jerry Jeudy potentially. So the Broncos, but one thing to keep an eye on is Jerry Jeudy. I think you nailed it when you said the Broncos know Jerry Jeudy has value. Jerry Jeudy has potential. He has upside, but they're not married to him. Now, Sean Payton tried to make it clear just a couple of weeks ago that they were not going to trade Jerry Jeudy or Cortland Sutton. That was the right thing to do in terms of keeping his trade value as high as possible. Things were going to pick up right around the draft again, so we're kind of getting closer to that. I don't think the Broncos are going to give Jerry Jeudy or Cortland Sutton away, but I do think, despite what Sean Payton said publicly, I think for the right price, those guys would be able to be traded for by another team. So those are the two names to still keep your eye on, despite Sean Payton trying to publicly shut it down.
Well, the Broncos have certainly been active in filling the holes necessary to try to be competitive next season. But with the draft coming up, Zach, I know you're really starting to dial in on this conversation, but where do you think the Broncos are really going to put their attention here? Any word as far as what a board might look like, what position group they're really targeting in the draft?
Yeah, the trenches, Brady. And with this draft, it's a little unique. The Broncos could go out and get a day one starter, specifically at center, maybe even the defensive line. But the Broncos, with this one, they don't have that much pressure on themselves to go get instant impact players with this draft. And that's just why I think they're going to continue to do what they've done. They're going to pick up where they left off in free agency and do that with the draft, specifically center, offensive line. The Broncos don't have a backup tackle behind Mike McGlinchey and Garrett Bowles. A reason for that is they may be trying to get their future left tackle as a swing tackle for this year, but a developmental guy, potentially in that one of their third-round picks or their fourth-round pick. And then they could also use another starter, at least defensive line depth there. So the Broncos right now only have 5 picks, and I would expect them to be really focused on the interior of the football field. And then also running back. The Broncos need to do something else along with Samaje Perine. They could sign a veteran, but they're waiting for the draft to see if the right running back falls to them. So those are the positions that I really keep an eye on. And something else that's really interesting, Brady, like I said, the Broncos have 5 picks in this draft. In George Payton's tenure as assistant general manager with the Vikings and then with the Broncos as their general manager over the past 10 seasons, he's averaged over 10 picks per draft, which is just an incredible number. George Payton values quantity over quality, where Sean Payton is almost the exact opposite. He values quality over quantity. So when you're talking about, are the Broncos going to try to trade back a lot in order to accumulate picks? That would be the George Payton route. The Sean Payton route is just value quality over quantity. His time with the Saints, he only averaged 6 draft picks per year. That's quite a difference. That's almost double the number of picks that George Payton likes to have in a draft compared to what Sean Payton likes to have. So that philosophy, that balancing between the two is going to be fascinating.
Oh, it's something we've kind of talked about off and on ever since the Broncos made the trade to get Sean Payton, is how would that balance work out if Sean Payton has a philosophy or an idea of going this way and Sean Payton wants to go the other way. How do they work that out? And you're right, that's what's going to be kind of must-see television or whatever.
Yeah, it really will be. And you know what? For this year, because the Broncos only have 5 picks, I don't expect there to be a lot of drama. Although one of the things that Sean Payton likes to do isn't just trade current draft assets for that specific draft. He has not been afraid in the past to trade future draft picks. So if there's a guy that the Broncos really like at the end of the first round or beginning of the second round, wouldn't blow my socks off if they made a move by trading next year's first-round pick. Now, I don't think they're going to do that, especially because the Broncos don't have a second-round pick next year. But it's going to be just so interesting seeing that dynamic happen. And one of the things that we're really going to see that differing in opinion is this coming draft.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Just a CSU connection here, Zach. The Broncos talked to DaQuan Jackson. I think our Rams listeners certainly want to know what potentially might come from that.
Yeah, and the Broncos obviously have had a lot of success, specifically with some linebackers from CSU. Obviously a different type of player than Shaq Barrett. But the Broncos are doing their homework on the guys in-state, and we'll see. I don't know if he's going to be drafted or if he's going to be an undrafted free agent, but it would make a lot of sense to bring a very, very productive linebacker in. Obviously, all of your listeners know just how good he is and productive he was at CSU, and that could be an under-the-radar pickup for the Broncos at the end of the draft or as an undrafted guy.
Well, just an overall question for the rest of the draft, Zach. We were talking about Bryce Young yesterday. Is it sounding more and more like he's going to go to Carolina? He's not doing as many interviews right now at this point.
Not just that, the Carolina Panthers general manager spoke today at their pre-draft meeting, and boy, he didn't necessarily say we're drafting Bryce Young, but everything he said pointed to it being Bryce Young. And that makes a lot of sense. That was kind of the idea when they traded up to get the number one overall pick, that it was going to be Bryce Young. Bryce Young outside of physical of height and weight, which can be very important to some people. He clearly is the best quarterback in this draft in terms of his ability to see the field, his arm strength, his accuracy. To me, those things are a lot more important than just height and weight of a guy. So I understand that there's a lot of hype around Anthony Richardson, specifically Will Levis as well, and then obviously C.J. Stroud is a very good prospect as well. But it really does seem like it's going to be Bryce Young as the number one overall pick. And interestingly enough, the Panthers general manager was with Seattle when they drafted Russell Wilson. Mm. And during his press conference today, he compared Bryce Young to Russell Wilson many times.
Isn't that crazy that now when we hear someone compared to Russell Wilson, we take a step back because we're like, well, Russell Wilson. But before last season, Russell Wilson was still very, very much thought of as one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's just where Broncos fans, if they want to be optimistic, you say, boy, it was just one bad season, and now they're getting one of the best offensive minds in the history of the NFL to help Russell Wilson out. There's certainly plenty of reason to be optimistic and think that Russ is going to bounce back, but all Broncos fans know when Russell Wilson's been wearing a Broncos jersey is outside of the last two games of the season, it was an absolute disaster.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Zach, my man, what are you working on that we can check out? I know it's been interesting to cover this team at least the last week or so, but you're still churning out great stuff, my friend.
I really appreciate it, Brady. Later this week, we will be talking to George Payton and Sean Payton for the first time in quite a long time with their pre-draft press conference. It's my understanding it's going to be a short press conference, but at least we're going to be talking to them. Maybe they'll give us some insight. But as John Elway always said at the beginning of these things, he says, well, I'm going to tell you guys nothing. Let's get it going.
Well, I look forward to it either way, my friend. Zach, appreciate you, my man. We'll catch up with you next week.
Right on. Thanks for having me on, Brady.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. 51 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. We'll wrap up this hour. Coming up in the lunch hour, we got the lunch rush, obviously. And then UNC Bears head coach Steve Smiley will join us. We'll also talk about the latest in Boulder. Primetime had a press conference yesterday. Some interesting things coming out of that. All that and more coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.